In this video, we're going to talk about how to get involved with .NET and the whole community in general. So I brought Scott Hanselman along, who's kind of an expert at this.
I don't know about that, but I want everyone to feel as welcome as possible. And we have such a great community and so many great resources. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to sit here with you and share them with everyone.
Awesome. So we actually have a website completely devoted to the .NET community. So you can go to .net.microsoft.com and just hit this community tab. And first off, we can talk about meetups. So we have an awesome meetup site for .NET events happening all around the world. You can find something local in your area, or if there's nothing local in your area,
make a meetup, right? We've got meetups everywhere. There's hundreds and hundreds of meetups out there, lots of groups, but maybe the meetup is too far away. Maybe you should make one. We'll actually help you make a meetup. We'll give you a section on the site here. We've even got presentations and sample code for you to start giving your first talks at your new meetup that you will make in your town.
Definitely. So next up, we are pretty active on Stack Overflow, Twitter, and GitHub, especially Twitter. We're always talking about the latest and greatest stuff we have out. So if you want to follow any of our Twitter accounts, they're all listed there. GitHub is often where I hang out. Again, so much of our development is open source, so we directly interact with you, our users, on a regular basis. So it's a good way to immediately engage with our development teams.
Mm-hmm. But these aren't the only places that we hang out. There's a lot more. So if you keep scrolling down, .NET and the .NET community is everywhere that you want to be. So if you're not comfortable on Twitter or GitHub, we're on Facebook. We also have places where you can talk to us and interact with us in a video or a podcast format. We've got regular shows and regular podcasts, as well as a community stand-up, where we just kind of talk about the community and we'll mm-hmm. interact live with you on YouTube chat.
Yeah, and that's every week.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, so we do have a lot of blogs coming out, as well as Gitter and Discord channels. If you want to hop immediately on a chat, we have channels in there for beginners, as well as people who really want to just talk about C# designs and all of the various things we could do with the language.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I might want to point out, if you don't mind scrolling up a little bit, is the .NET Foundation website. If we could open that up in another tab, .NET Foundation has got a bunch of resources for you to dive into projects. But if you scroll down a little bit, there's a section on, these are all the projects. Look how big the community is. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Go down here, and a little bit farther down, you see Jasmine, and there's Find a Meetup. And then a little bit farther down, we've got, keep going, resources, build your own event. Look at that, browsing resources, free workshop code, free presentations.
Ooh.
This is a way for you to jumpstart your own community. All of these things are available to you, but it all started at the .NET community website.
So check out the .NET community website to figure out how to get more involved. Thank you so much for watching the Visual Studio Intro Series. We have tons of other videos coming out on C# and .NET Core, ASP.NET. Be sure to check those out.